Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi everybody, it's Ian and I'm here today with Joe at the Clifton Hotel and we're here speaking with Nikki Robinson, who's the manager of the Clifton Hotel. So hiya Nikki, thanks for talking to us on VI Talk.
Hi Ian, hi Joe.
Hiya. First off, we thought we'd start with how you came to be at the one of the Vision Hotels.
Well, I first started working at the Clifton Hotel in April 2001. I'd seen the hotel previously when it was run by Guide Dogs for the Blind, and then it was closed for a couple of years while refurbishments were made. And during that period, prior to the opening, they advertised for new staff. I applied and I was lucky enough to get a position as a restaurant supervisor, which I carried out for just over a year, and then I progressed to being the food and beverage manager here. And then about 18 months ago, I was made up to acting hotel manager, which was confirmed in December of last year. So that's how I came to work here, and I've loved every minute of it. I've worked in many hotels over the years, and this is the longest time I've ever spent in a place working. So it must say something about the hotel.
Yeah, you obviously like it.
I do indeed, yes. Yes.
So do you want to tell us a little bit about the organisation that runs the hotels?
Well, the hotels is a subsection of Action for Blind People. We go under the name of Vision Hotels. And within the hotel side, there is three hotels. There's one in Weston-super-Mare, one in Windermere, and, of course, the one here in Tynmouth, the Clifton Hotel. We're the largest out of the three hotels, and we have 47 rooms, which are all en suite, and they've been specially adapted to meet the needs of our blind and partially sighted guests that we have come and stay. And also within the grounds of the hotel, which we have 7 acres, the steps and pathways have been adapted to meet our needs of our guests as well.
I was going to say, what do you think makes this particular hotel special?
I think it's probably its position within the town itself. It's close to a lot of the local amenities, train station, bus routes, and also it's only a short walk into town itself. It's not far from sea, about a 5-minute walk, and the grounds of the hotel, there's plenty for guests to do and have a wander around. There's also an indoor swimming pool we have, which the guests can use. And I think it's just the overall atmosphere that we create here at the hotel.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have said when they've stayed that it's a sort of family atmosphere. You get that feel about it, don't you? Sometimes it's like having a big house party, I think.
Yes, because, I mean, we do have guests from 0 to 100 come and stay here, so we have a wide range of ages, and it always does seem to have a very friendly atmosphere here with all the guests involved.
So what would you say to, obviously you have guests that keep coming back and back this time, but say, sort of looking at people who are thinking about coming for the first time, what would you say to them to encourage them to come?
Come down and try it. I mean, word of mouth from other guests is our best-selling point for us itself, and we always offer a friendly welcome to all new guests that come down, and we do orientation, and if they need any guides to help them around town or to go on excursions with them, we can arrange all those things for them so that they can have a relaxing stay here, whether they take part in anything or whether they just have a wander around the grounds.
And it's all geared up for guide dogs as well, isn't it? You know, when you say it's geared up for blind and partially sighted guests, that incorporates people with guide dogs as well, doesn't it? There's guide dog runs in the hotel and... Well, not in the hotel, literally, but...
Screen locked.
Yes, yes, we do cater very well for blind...
Screen locked.
For guide dogs. We have two external ones down near the far gate of the grounds of the hotel. One is a free run area for the dogs, and we have one close to the swimming pool, and then one again, as Joe just mentioned, within the hotel itself. And we have a grooming room, we have a kennel person, so, and we can organise food for the dogs for when the guests come and stay, so it's already here for them. And so, yes, we do cater very well.
Yeah, and there's dogs. You can have a dog bed in the room, and feeding bowls are all there, aren't they, and everything. It's all, you know, you don't have to, especially if you're travelling by public transport with your dog, you don't have to bring anything, which is a real advantage.
It is, yes, and if anyone does want to send stuff, dog food down prior to their arrival, you know, we're happy to take delivery of that if that makes their journey a lot easier for them.
So just while we're doing this, Ian, you've stayed at the hotel an awful lot, haven't you? More than I have even, so.
I think we can safely say that, yeah, absolutely.
So what would you say, what brings you back?
I think the jokey sort of temptation is I'm not allowed anywhere else. But I think one, it's familiarity, and familiarity is good, because when you go on holiday or go anywhere really, it's just knowing where you are, your surroundings, your orientation, etc. Secondly, it's obviously location. Devon, lovely, lovely place. You know, we can quite happily walk out of the hotel, even going into town, we know the area, the people are nice, and it's just such a nice area. And you know, when we go on the excursions and things like that, go further afield, there's so many good places to visit. And thirdly, I think Nikki puts it, you know, spot on with the sort of family atmosphere, the really sort of welcoming atmosphere. That's what makes the hotel. And you know, sort of just coming to somewhere where you know people and you know you're going to get a good sort of friendly welcome. I think they're very, very, very important. I think one of the mistakes that can be made with this is thinking, well, is it a bit like, you know, you're drawing a picture of like a care home type sort of situation. Well, it's not, in the sense that it is a welcome, is that that's all it is. You know, the welcome is there for you to go in and use the facilities and then stay at the hotel. And it is just a very, very friendly hotel set in a really nice area.
It is a gorgeous area, isn't it? It's beautiful.
It certainly is, yes. All done by one gardener, David.
Absolutely. Superman.
So if people wanted to get in contact, Nikki, or if they want to kind of, you know, look at the website, do you have contact details?
Yes, I do. They can, in the first instance, they could phone us, which is 01626 770052. Our email address is reservations.clifton@visionhotels. And for further information, you can visit our website, which is www.visionhotels.co.uk.
That's fantastic.
And also to anybody, sorry, Joe.
It's all right, go on.
Then to anybody, any techno people out of there, that the websites are accessible and fairly usable as well.
They are. If I can do it, anybody can do it, because I'm not techie. All right, thank you very much, Nikki. It was really good to talk to you.
Thank you.
That's great. Thank you very much for asking me. And I look forward to meeting everyone out there that's listening to us sometime soon.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast. podcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.